Question. You know what I mean? There are things that passed over.
And this wasn't just someone's imagination. No. You think that this was alien?
This is throughout the world. People are like, do you know, before the wrote things down, they would do it through oral, and they would pass it down through word of mouth over centuries. And they were saying that the certain gods had certain powers, and they had tools.
Question.
And they had, like, thunderbolts, Zeus.
But I don't understand that, what that has to do with aliens.
Could it be that aliens came down to Earth with...
And you've decided that it definitely was aliens?
No, I haven't decided that, but it is a possibility. It's thinking outside the box. It's not being closed-minded.
But where have they gone? Why would they have just come...
where they've gone.
Revolved out of these superpowers. So...
Is the different one?
They've died out, haven't they? There was only one or two of them that made it with us.
Oh,
that's how
right.
We're more intelligent than the apes, but they've died out. And they had weapons that we've developed today, so they could have fireballs, they had the technology. But perhaps they've come from another world like ours, and they've run out of steam.
That's what happened here,
we don't know why we're different from the apes.
Why couldn't you just wait until we've got evidence to decide what happened?
I'm going to burn your head.
Just making up ideas about why.
Somebody else is putting this across as an idea.
Put a hypothesis across. Yeah.
But like, doesn't evolution prove how we came from apes?
But there's this theory. But there's evidence of
evolution. There's a missing link as to how we became more intelligent than the apes.
There's this theory in theology that people universally subscribe to called Occam's Razor, which is sort of the simplest explanation is more often than not the right one.
Right.
And the simplest explanation is not that aliens came down with superpowers and then sort of gradually over time. That's sort of a very... The simplest explanation is that we evolved from organisms slowly, gradually over time.
What was your question, John?
Yeah.
When you were saying questions.
That's just Occam's Razor, well, just take it.
My
take
question was, if these blokes came home with fireballs and everything else, like,
they died,
they would be ruling the world.
No.
And even now. Because they've killed everybody else.
It's true.
There's only a few of them, and
yes,
there was a multitude of
them that have killed everybody else. But they would be still now ruling everything.
Right.
This isn't the first time a conversation like this has happened.
Right. They'll only kill the people
tonight.
They want to kill.
No, they didn't kill anybody.
Well, what are you talking about? Fireball?
They came down here, like, let us see their technology. They made everybody fearful, but they made it with us. They died, and then we had the extra intelligence.
Why did they die?
Because they're mortal.
But why did...
Look, you think about
the world
is like dying.
Darwin is the man.
In your grandchildren's lifetime, this world is dying. So you go off on your ship to another world, you've got all this technology, you've got all these missiles, you've got all this, that and the other. And you come to this primitive technology and you meet with the apes.
Uh-huh.
And then your species live on. But in the meantime, you're showing them all your weapons and everything.
Do you know what it is, Jan?
But you die after your 3 score years and 10.
Jan.
But you're like, myth lives on. So through word of mouth, they say, oh,
Jan,
there was these people that came.
Do you know
and
what it is?
And it was so far back that we
don't know.
Really,
when you read things, when you actually read history, there are very, 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 very few clever people.
John,
very, 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 very
clever
people who come with theories that change the world, right?
But no, Jan might just be one
very,
of them.
Very, 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 very few. No, wait a minute. People like, from my present, what I've just read.
I thought that theory was one of them.
No, wait a minute. I've just read Karl Marx, right? Karl Marx changed the world. But Karl Marx was a brilliant man.
If not a little
Karl
bit boring.
Marx was strange. He was troubled. He was a mental case, right? But he changed the world. Why? Because he came with theories that questioned people's way of thinking. That's all. He questioned
but
people.
But that's the same as what Jan's
right?
just done.
This is so fundamentally great.
But,
it's so mind blown.
No, but what I'm
you could
saying
have
is,
taken on board.
But what I'm saying is,
John, history is so huge.
Who